the main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio, main news broadcast at 17:45. The headlines. In local news, Minister of Transport and Logistics applauds aviation growth in Zambia. Livingston residents welcome Lina Kapava HIV prevention injection. In international news, Kenya signs landmark health deal with US despite data fears. And in sports news, Chikatazia and Magwende get national team overseer role. With the news in details, my name is Jonathan Mwale Jonas. In local news, the Minister of Transport and Logistics says Zambia Airways growth must be intentional and not accidental. This follows after Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Tayari officiated at the International Civil Aviation Day under the theme Advancing in Innovation for Global Development in Lusaka today. He says one of the challenges Zambia Airways face is the slow growth of national airlines, which does not have a dedicated cargo aircraft, and its passengers fleet remains too small to meet the growing demand. Tayari says the government will support efforts to expand the fleet, strengthen government, and ensure that the airlines become a viable contributor to national connectivity and economic development. He has acknowledged the gaps that the aviation sector faces and says the government is determined to address them, as the aviation sector remains central to the national development plan, supporting industrialization, trade facilitation, investment, and job creation. Tayari has commended the Civil Aviation Authority for coordinating this year's commemoration, as it is a reminder to uphold the highest standards of safety, professionalism, accountability, and innovation. A visually impaired student from the University of Zambia, UNZA, has raised concerns over the unavailability of Braille in the public universities. Speaking in an interview with UNZA Radio, Rex Hamugari says it is difficult to access Braille in the universities when people who are supposed to advocate for the person with disabilities are not doing an effective job. Hamugari says Braille is expensive to compare to books, therefore it concerns to find out that in most universities there is no association that advocates for students who are visually impaired. He urges the school management and associations to advocate and introduce initiatives where Braille can be accessed to or given for free in public universities. Meanwhile, Emmanuel Mukuresa, a student, says there is need for government intervention to ensure that Braille is easily accessed without being expensive. Mukuresa says book allowance, which is given by higher education loan and school scholarship board, is not enough to cover for Braille within the whole year. A health personnel has advised the public on the risk of tobacco and nicotine use, as it is one of the factors that contribute to infertility. Speaking in an interview with UNZA Radio, Teddy Mulenga says that the issue of tobacco use has an effect on the fertility, as it contains high levels of nicotine. Mulenga says tobacco causes health complications, including kidney failure, heart failure, and genital causing poor blood circulation in the body. He says tobacco use can cause erectile dysfunction in male by reducing blood flow, need for an erection. Mulenga adds that it ultimately increases the risk of infertility. The comments come after the World Health Organization Zambia urged people to quit tobacco intake. Still in local news, the Human Rights Commission chairperson has expressed great concern following the recent rise of unlawful detention of suspects that may act as an infringement of human rights. Speaking during a press conference held today, Dr. Pamela Towela Sambo says the commission is alarmed by the increase of human rights violations, as many detainees are held in conditions that go below acceptable human habitation standards. Sambo notes that the practice of arresting suspects while investigations are being carried out is illegal, highlighting the need for sufficient evidence in order to charge a person with an offense. She says one of the reasons for prolonged detention of suspects is the denial of police bonds, which is often by unrealistic bonds conditions, as this seems to be more rampant in rural areas. Meanwhile, a law practitioner that sort of anonymity calls for accountability among officers to ensure professionalism and respect of human rights, citing a need for citizens to fully educated about the rights, such as the right to personal liberty that is guaranteed in the Zambian Constitution and other ratified international human rights instruments. The Human Rights Commission has raised, finally in local news, residents of Livingstone have expressed excitement over the introduction of Rinakapava injection, a form of pre-exposure prophylaxis PrEP that only needs to be taken twice a year to prevent HIV. In an interview with Unza Radio, Makali Lucia commended government efforts in the fight against HIV through PrEP, while also calling for more adolescent health programs to reduce teenage pregnancies and the spread of HIV. Another resident, Virginia Misika, suggests that tourists should also have access to PrEP to help lower infection rates in the tourist capital. Richard Musharati, District Coordinator for Network of Zambia People Living with HIV, says Rinakapava is a positive step because it helps reduce stigma. Meanwhile, Kelvin Watala, Livingstone District HIV Testing and Community Program Officer, assured that the District Health Office will intensify existing HIV prevention measures during the festival season. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Quality laptops, desktops, laptop bags, and stylish traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stands, lapel mics, camera bags, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games, and controllers all in one place. Find us at 3 convenient locations. Shop number A75, Freedom Way Road, or shop number 06, Chifaramba Road, and at shop number 113C, East Park Mall. Call WhatsApp us today on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile Center, for today's best technology.